98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Alpacas.
An air wrap.
And a fancy candle.
98 FM.
Well, what more could you want? Welcome to Matchy Matchy, the most glamorous game. Your chance to win phenomenal prizes. And all you need to do is match three words with either myself or Russell this morning, who's in for Brendan. Now, if you do, you'll be winning all of these.
Till you drop with this €200 grocery voucher.
Go M-up with a Dyson Airwrap.
Win a motor racing voucher.
Win a cheese board and designer candle.
Become a traitor with these official traitor's cloaks.
Sort out your life with soup. Yes, win a soup maker.
Turn on this powerful massage gun.
And what's cute and sweet but might give you a nip?
Is it me?
No, it's this green alpacas.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Can AI give you a nip?
The noise.
I know.
The noise of those alpacas.
They're so fluffy.
Good morning to Shayla in Balbriggan. Shayla, how are you?
Hi, all good here. How are you doing?
Very, very good. Thank you so much for coming on to play with us this morning. Whereabouts are you now? Are you on the school run, on the way to work?
We are on the way to work at the moment. Myself and my husband, Chris.
Oh, fabulous. Good morning, Chris. Hello. What do you do for a living?
How you doing, guys?
Very good morning to you. What do you do for a living?
We both work with sales.
Oh, lovely, very good. Very nice.
And I believe you have some very nice plans for next week. Where are you off to?
We actually have a couple of days off, but we're just gonna chill as we don't have anything like in mind. Just walk with our dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. No work is great.
And you shouldn't say dog to me because I'll be very, very interested. What have you got and what's her name?
Her name is Berger. She's a golden retriever, and I also have two cats, Baby and Bella.
Baby and Bella.
I'm obsessed with the name.
So cute.
I need to know everything, but we have Matchy Matchy to play.
Shayla, who would you guys like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning? Myself or Russell?
Russell.
Oh! Russell is off to the soundproof booths. Brilliant stuff. Enjoy yourself now. Okay, Russell's gone. Let's try and finally get a Matchy Matchy this morning. Okay, Shayla and Chris, your first word this morning. Dirty.
Dirty?
Yeah. D-I-R-T-Y. Dirty.
Clean.
Say that again.
Clean.
Clean. So we've dirty and clean. Your next word. Sticky.
Sticky.
Sticky. S-T-I-C-K-Y. Sticky.
Sticky. Sticky note.
Sticky note. And your third word, hot.
Cold.
Hot, cold. Shayla and Chris, are you happy to lock in those three words? Dirty, clean, sticky note, hot, cold.
Yes, please.
Brilliant stuff. We are locking them in. And Russell is running back from the soundproof booth. How are things in there?
There's a cheese board in there just for me.
No.
A little miniature-sized one.
Oh, lovely.
Perfect. Bit of cashew blue. Happy days.
Any tuck crackers?
Absolutely. Tuck away, tuck in.
Okay, Russell, time for Matchy Matchy. Your first word this morning. Dirty.
Dirty dog.
Your second word. Sticky.
Toffee. Of
Delicious.
Course.
And your third word, hot.
I don't think the title of my cookbook will be the word that comes out here, so I'm going to go with cold.
Russell, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Shayla and Chris in Balbriggan? You got one this morning.
At least I got one. What else?
So the guys went dirty, clean and sticky note.
Sticky note?
Yeah.
I love a sticky note.
Oh, guys.
I'm so sorry.
But we hope that you have a fab long weekend and week off and say hello to Burger, Baby and Bella.
Oh, beautiful.
No problem. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day, guys.
You too. Thank you for playing.
Cheers, guys.
And if you'd like to have a go tomorrow morning on Matchy Matchy, 0877 98 98 98. Just text the word Matchy.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Oh, every time. What an anthem. Good morning to Olivia and the Liberties. She says it's takeaway night in our house and my son spun the wheel and chose an Indian and she's secretly delighted.
I love getting a paneer.
Oh, a paneer?
Yeah.
From Data?
Oh, I haven't had the paneer in Data.
Girl, get on it. It's fabulous.
Oh, yes, I'll be trying.
Dublin Delish at 7:50 in the morning. Good morning to Caroline. Her little win is that she got an email to say that she got a ticket for the Dublin Half Marathon in May.
Oh, unreal.
Better get training. Yes, you must. Brilliant. It's only a few months away.
Andrea's been on with the little win.
Morning, 98 FM. My little win is that it's payday today.
Woohoo!
Woo! Oh, what a relief.
Oh, it was a long time, wasn't it?
I know, but you know what they say, it all goes in and then it comes out very, very quickly.
I hope you can treat yourself to something nice. Here's Leanne.
My little win is that we are playing a game of traitors in work, all the staff, and we had a round table yesterday and we finally banished a traitor.
Oh,
congratulations. The office chairs strewn all over the floor in the boardroom.
I wonder if Leanne is a faithful or a traitor.
But
is that a double bluff? Is that traitorous behaviour to say?
Are you saying this is traitor on traitor behaviour? Oh, it could be.
Leanne, please do keep us posted with how that game goes. I think it's going to get very heated.
I know.
Oh, I'd be taking everything personally. Here's Miriam.
Good morning. My little win today is that I woke up at 5. I walked my dogs with my partner.
Wow.
And he went to work then, so I deep cleaned the fridge, the microwave, and the washing machine.
Excuse
all
me?
Before I have to go to work.
Wow.
At least when I come home, I can relax.
I hope you do.
Oh, you're going to have a very peaceful evening. Do you know when the house is just totally clean? You don't need to do anything.
It's a dream. It's a dream. One I'm not aware of, but it's a dream.
And here's Shelley and Rathcool.
Morning, lads. My little win is that I have a half day today and a half day tomorrow.
Oh.
Because I worked a load of hours up just after the Christmas break when we first came back. So I'm out hours, so I get the half days in. And that's a good start to the bank holiday weekend.
Oh, it definitely is. Guys, thank you all so much for sharing your little wins this morning. Andrea, Leanne, Miriam, Shelley and everyone else. We're going to send you out a 98 FM water bottle so you can stay hydrated.
Especially on those half days.
Oh, love
it. Absolutely lovely.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Earlier on during Matchy Matchy, we were talking to Shayla in Balbriggan and she mentioned that she has the most amazing pet names, Burger, her dog, Cats, Baby and Bella.
So cute.
And it got us really wondering about where the origins of various pets' names came from.
Yeah.
And you were like, how did I come up with Hammy's? Okay, by the way, it's 8:42, so Hammy mentioned 8:42 this morning.
Hammy is Russell's gorgeous pooch.
Yes, my little Frenchie, little very large Frenchie, and he, the origins of his name are very funny because we went to see Hamilton the musical and everyone assumes that it's like, oh, is he named after Alexander Hamilton?
Mm-hmm.
He absolutely is. We went to see Hamilton the musical at the Bord Gáis on the Saturday and we picked him up on Monday.
Aww.
And we were debating names for dogs. We had a name in our mind for years that we'd call our first dog.
Yeah.
And then when we saw him, he's like, that's not him. So we were like, we'll come up with something new.
Hamilton named for long, after the musical.
And Hammy for short.
Aww.
Hamilton if he's bold or being posh.
Yeah, yes. Hamilton, very fancy.
Yeah, when he's in his country jacket.
Yeah,
his little wax barber-esque one. Yes,
I love that. I love hearing the story behind your pet names. Mm. And Heather's been on with hers.
We have two dogs. One's named Chester and one is named Deeks. Chester got picked out of a hat, but Deeks was named after an NCIS character because he was scruffy looking at the time by our mother. And now everyone thinks that he's a Lassie
Bobby. Oh my gosh.
That's adorable. I love those names. Owen has been in touch. He said Meatball. My dog just looked like a meatball when we got him as a pup. And it's
stuck. So cute. And Brendan was saying yesterday that his mom's friend has a cat called Parsley.
Parsley.
So cute. I think Basil's a really cute name as well.
Very cute.
Manuel's been on.
Hi, Rebecca and Russell. My dog's name is Boston. He's named after a childhood favorite treat, which was a chocolate ball with a peanut center.
Yeah.
And my partner's first destination for work with his airline company.
Oh, Boston, such a cute
That's
name.
A gorgeous name.
I always think of a Boston donut as well.
Or a Boston chair. You think of food, I think of dogs.
Yeah. And here's Sarah.
His name is Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph. He just destroyed, well, when he was a puppy, he destroyed everything. He's a little, he's a good boy now.
Oh, I love hearing these. Let us know this morning the story behind your pet's name. We'd love to hear from you in a WhatsApp voice note. 0877 98 98 98.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
We were just chatting there about the origins of various pets' names, and Vicky's been on with her suggestions.
I'm wondering, did anyone else pick up on the fact that Rebecca talks about Basil being a great name for a dog, and then the next WhatsApp message was a guy called Manuel? Are they the characters from Fawlty Towers?
What synchronicity.
That's perfect. So true.
Here's Breeda.
We have Motsy, and she's an old English sheepdog, but she's like kids, when they're in trouble, you like to, you know, use all the names.
Yeah.
So we gave her a second name. So our second name is Odette. So
Odette.
When she's in trouble, there's no point in calling Motsy. It's Motsy Odette O'Brien.
The full name.
It's the only way. Only when bold.
So, and you call Hammy Hamilton.
When bold or trying to be like
or wearing
notion-y.
A country jacket.
Yes.
And here's Linda.
We have two dogs. My name's Linda. Two dogs, Rico and Cooper. Where I have a funny story about a girl who had a dog. And I said, oh, your dog is gorgeous. What's the dog's name? And she said, Dioji. And I goes, Dioji? I go, that's a deadly name. So how do you spell that? She goes, say it slowly. D-O-G.
My partner's uncle actually had a dog called Defer, as in D for dog.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Defer?
Yeah, Defer.
And Doji?
Yeah.
Guys,
genius.
Great pet name inspiration
so
as well
creative.
Coming this morning. Thank you so much for sending in your messages. Lots of inspo now if I ever get another cat.
Oh, you will. It's on the way.
I was thinking maybe Winifred Sanderson.
Oh, that's very classy.
Winifred Sanderson, your dinner's ready.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98 FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98 FM.
Russell is in for Brendan this morning. And Russell, you're going to be chatting about a celebrity appearing somewhere quite strange.
I will indeed. But first, a bit of this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board this big breakfast flight. Rebecca and Brendan here, but it's actually Russell instead. There is a bit of a delay to your flight today because of a bird, a very unexpected passenger. A flight was delayed for nearly an hour after an unexpected passenger boarded the plane, but it wasn't a human. Cabin crew were left scrambling on board after a bird made its way into the aircraft.
On the plane.
Yes, a big iron bird became infested with a bird. So this happened at Hong Kong International Airport. It was a Cathay Pacific flight.
Yeah.
Flying to Kaohsiung in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. A very small bird entered the aircraft cabin while the crew members' backs were turned. Obviously didn't check the boarding passes of that one. Began flying through the cabin and even going into the overhead cabins, baggage cabins in particular.
Oh, no.
The staff were communicating to try and get the bird off the plane, but passengers were just filming as this bird was going up and down.
Of course.
Eventually a passenger managed to capture the bird in a blanket, because of course in these nice flights they give you blankets,
they give you
and
a
pillows.
Blankie to stay cozy because they're so long.
Exactly. Man was hailed as a bit of a hero.
Aww.
For getting applause from all the other passengers. As a result of this, you'd think a small bird, not too much of an issue. Thankfully it wasn't like a seagull or anything.
Yeah,
like
can
that.
You imagine trying to wrestle one of the Dublin seagulls?
Oh, they're vicious. Imagine what? That Dublin thankfully the airport's far from the sea.
There wouldn't be a crumb left on that plane. No, every crisp packet would be opened.
I know, it's Cathay Pacific, but like if it was Ryanair, they'd be charging for the privilege of it. It only delayed the flight 50 minutes.
Yeah.
So that isn't too bad. It could have been a lot
worse.
And is
the bird all right?
The bird is absolutely fine. A lot of people are making comments that I believe I can fly. Should have been played over the Tannoy system. But of course, bird strikes are normal with planes and stuff like this. So at least this is a nice story involving a plane and a bird.
Yes.
Exactly.
That is true.
You mentioned celebrities appearing in unusual places. Well, we were talking about the Traitors a few moments ago. A life-size model of Claudia Winkleman has been appearing.
Stop.
In the UK on a garden fence.
What?
Yes, that's right. A model of Claudia Winkleman has appeared on a garden fence. This isn't like some sort of like, you know, I thought I saw the face of God in a
yeah, or you know when you look
wood.
At someone's knee and it looks like a face of someone on someone's
yeah,
knee.
Yeah, you're like, oh, it's like, oh, it's Elvis type
yeah.
of thing, but it's your knee. No, this is a piece of art created by a local artist in Suffolk.
Yeah.
Her name is Sharon, and she was inspired by the success of The Traitors, which obviously came to an end last week.
Mm-hmm.
She decided that Claudia's iconic look made her look like the perfect subject for a timely display. She made made various different fence portraitures during COVID, in particular of Boris Johnson, the King, Ed Sheeran, amongst others. Lots of people have been criticising the image because the head is made of newspaper, kitchen foil and masking tape. And outfits are sourced from charity shops and secondhand sites like Vinted. Now, this isn't the first time Claudia has been immortalised around this time of year. Do you remember the cake? That
the
had like
cake
100 teeth.
Of Claudia. Yes. Was that on Bake Off?
No, someone made a cake last year for her 53rd birthday. Very blunt fringe, jet black icing.
Rings a bell.
And it also had Tic Tac mints for teeth for her, quote, very wide smile. You'll have to look up a photo of it.
Yeah.
But I can't help but think that when she sees all these tributes, Claudia is thinking,
what are you thinking?
Or she's very flattered by the tributes. And that's Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
I was on the Lewis Zoo today and I spotted a sign that said that the Dublin Racing Festival is coming back to Leopardstown this weekend for the bank holiday.
Oh,
very,
yeah.
Very, very exciting.
Gosh.
And then earlier this week, I was sitting down watching telly and, do you know, it's back. RuPaul's Drag Race UK versus the World.
I need to watch it.
Very good. Loreen, our favourite, she is the guest judge in the first episode.
Yes.
But it got me thinking about drag queens and racehorses, and they have something in common. No, it's not the snatched waist, powerful legs, or indeed the heavy lashes.
The long ponytail.
Yeah, exactly. Whip my hair back and forth. They both have very unique names. So with that in mind, I wanted to put you to the test this morning in a game of Slay or Nay.
Slay or Nay. What a theme song. What a name for a segment on the radio. Slay or Nay.
Gas. It's very self-explanatory. Slay or Nay. It's basically drag queen or horse. I will give you a name and you have to tell me whether or not
it's a drag queen. A drag queen or Nay, a horse.
A horse, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Make sense? Okay, so we've got to start off. Brandy Love.
Brandy Love. Is that a slay or a nay? I'm going to say nay.
Let's find out.
Oh, let's find out. It is.
It's a nay. It's a horsey.
Okay, so we've got one so far.
Okay, we've got
Brandy
one.
Brandy Love is a horse's
Next
name.
Next one.
Right.
Amethyst.
Amethyst. I think that's a nay.
Let's find out.
Slay!
Oh, Amethyst is a drag queen.
Canada's Drag Race, if I remember correctly.
Oh,
gosh. Faux fur.
Faux fur. Is that a slay?
Slay!
Yay!
Yes, you got one right. So two right now. Next one. One Big Bang. Slay
one
or nay?
One Big Bang. I think that's a slay. That's a drag queen. No!
It's a horse.
It's a nay.
These are great names. Next one, we're going to go Gigi Good.
Gigi Good is a slay. Gigi Good is a drag queen.
Slay!
Yay! Okay, I've got three.
And an amazing one
so
at that. You're doing all right here now. Let's go with Honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle is a horse. Nay. Yay!
This is so daft. Your final one. For the crown or the trophy and the little sash with flowers that they put around the horse. They do that at a horse race, don't they?
Yeah, you do actually also prance after winning both RuPaul's Drag Race or a horse race.
Absolutely. Final one. Diva Luna. Slay or nay?
Diva Luna. See, part of me is like, yes, okay, Diva Luna would be a great drag queen name, so maybe it's a slay. And then I say to myself, is someone just getting a bit creative with these horse names? Let's go for nay.
You're going to go with nay? Let's find out.
It's a nay!
A horse.
Oh my gosh.
Five out of seven. 5 out of 7,
yeah.
Is not bad. Well done.
I did much better than I thought.
You did.
Either know my horse racing or...
your drag queens. Yeah.
I think I might know my drag queens.
I think you know your drag queens,
Russell,
a little bit better.
Thank you so much for
nay.
An excellent game of Slay or Nay. We'll play that again.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.